You know that even if no eye or vision problems are apparent, babies need their first eye assessment in 6 months. And here to help us talk about it is Dr. James Diem, Optometry Care's Board of Directors. Good morning, James. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm a good sucker for a pun, so when they told me this is going to be about infancy, S-E-E-E, I thought I got to get on board with this. But other than that, what's the reason for the sort of the six-month checkup for a child's vision? What's happening at that time that we can determine?
You know, thank you so much for asking that, Bruce, and thank you for having me. You know, 6 months is a very pivotal point in a child's vision, and certainly their vision is developing from day one. But at 6 months, we're really starting to see the emergence of their ability to assess the world around them. And that is so important in their further development as far as walking, crawling, talking, grabbing, reaching, and just development in general. And so at that early point, we can actually determine whether a child actually is nearsighted or farsighted or actually has one eye that can see very clearly and one eye that cannot see at all. And these are things that, believe it or not, are quite common. In fact, 1 in 5 children have some sort of vision-related issue before they enter preschool. So if we can catch them a little bit earlier, it can really help them out a long way.
If you don't catch those problems, what risks do they face early on?
That's such a great question. And, you know, so I think many of us know the term lazy eye, right? You know, that's sort of a street slang. So lazy eye is something that, you know, we don't really use in the medical field. We call it amblyopia. But this is a condition where because a child has a high prescription, either nearsighted or farsighted in one eye or both, that eye doesn't develop, okay? So, you know, they're not able to reach the clear vision that you and I enjoy. So, you know, something very important, very simple to get a child a pair of glasses early on. Now, that's just one piece of the puzzle. There's many other things that we can find, you know, by getting an early eye exam. Something, you know, as scary as eye cancer. This is something that we found, you know, many patients with eye cancer actually throughout the country by doing this comprehensive eye exam at this early point.
We're talking this morning with Dr. James Diem about early eye care for children. You mentioned when you do these tests. Now, when you go to an eye exam as someone who can sort of speak, you kind of have to read letters and do things. What are the tests like, and how is it that you're able to understand what that child is or isn't seeing?
Great question, and it's the most common question I get from everyone about these things. And I'll tell you what, as I sit here and think about it, I get tingles because I just enjoy doing it so much. And, you know, I see the parents enjoying the exam and learning about their children's vision and development. And, you know, the first thing you need to know is we don't need you to respond when we have you at an eye exam. We know the answers, and we're using your subjective response to kind of aid in the answers that we got. So with that being said, you know, when it comes to a children's eye assessment or evaluation, you know, we're using devices that allow us to get an objective measurement of the prescription. So, and we're using fun things, big flashing lights and, you know, devices with little balls and bright colors on it so that we can watch the children watch their eyes move, and then, you know, we do dilate their eyes and get a look inside the eye. But, you know, as far as the point of the exam that most people know, which is better, 1 or 2, we actually don't need to do that. We can use a small little flashlight and flash that in the child's eyes and use a set of powered lenses, place that in front of the child's eyes, and be able to accurately determine what that child's prescription is.
You know, the hardest question for me to always answer is better, worse, or the same. I can't figure out sometimes when I'm getting
there. That's right. Yeah, we love driving people crazy with that, believe me. And it's a sigh of relief when we have an infant and we don't have to give them that, you know, difficult decision.
I can tell you that when my child was young, we did some vision testing, and I remember the case where I would sit in the chair and the child would sit on my lap or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And the doctor, very playful, using finger puppets or other items that the child would be responding to. So it did help out as well. And I know that from my standpoint, I was able to sort of, yes, as a parent, sometimes the parent has a little bit more insight because they see the child every day and thinking, is the child looking properly or did that eye just shift or something? So there's always, if there's something in the parent's, you know, thinking about it, there's a good chance that there is probably is something happening.
Absolutely. And I mean, so frequently, you know, we do have parents coming in because of a turn, an eye turn concern. You know, is the eye turning in? Is it turning out? That's something we're very easily able to assess. You know, your pediatrician overloaded with all the, you know, concerns with children's health and well-being. You know, this is something, it's a very small piece of what they do. So if you're concerned about, you know, your infant or child's vision, get them to an infancy provider, because this is going to be the person who's, you know, really specializing and be able to assess this accurately. And in our area, in many areas, we work hand-in-hand with the pediatricians. You know, the pediatricians hand out pamphlets and let their patients all know, hey, go down the street, get an infancy exam. It's one of the best things you could do for your children as they start to develop.
If there is a vision issue with a child of certain ages, at what point can they actually have some device or something to help them see? I mean, that's kind of tough. Yeah. Just how does that work usually?
I'll tell you, you know, we've had, I do a lot of infancy exams. I love working with children, and, you know, I work hand-in-hand with the pediatricians in our area, and we've given glasses to children as young as 2 months old, you know, definitely at age of 6 months and above. Many of them can wear glasses. They're special, sort of rubbery type plastic glasses that have a strap that go around. You may have seen them on you know, the internet or in pictures. And, you know, these are very durable glasses. They stay on the children's face. They work because, you know, kids don't really have a formed bridge on their nose where nose pads could sit. But these wonderful frames that are very durable work wonders for children. And it's all about getting that really, really important image from the world to the brain, to develop that pathway from the eye to the brain. And so if the children's unable to do that naturally, then glasses are going to help them develop that process appropriately.
Well, we've covered a lot this morning. I know you've got a lot of things going on with you today. Where can people get more information about what we've talked about today?
Well, thanks for asking. I really appreciate that. Infancy.org, www.infancy.org. There's some wonderful information on there about visual milestones. So if you want to know what your child's seeing at different points, you could check that out. And also finding an infancy provider in your area. There's a doctor locator. Type in your zip code and find the local infancy provider by you and get your children out for a comprehensive eye exam.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time, doctor. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a good one.
Thanks. It's Dr. James Diem, Optometry Cares Board of Directors with the American Optometric Association. Infant C, Craig. That's spelled with the infant S-E-E.